A call to lifetime service. We have already noted how young Thomas was when called to positions of leadership. At 22 years of age, he was called as bishop of the 6th, 7th ward in the Salt Lake City's Temple View stake. At age 27, he was called as a counselor in the presidency of that stake. He was serving in that position when, at age 31, he was called as president of the Canadian Mission. After he returned from presiding over the mission, he was called to serve on the High Council and on general church committees. It would be only little more than a year until he would, at age 36, receive a call to the Holy Apostleship. When Thomas S. Monson was called to fill a vacancy in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in 1963, members who knew nothing of his background may have thought he had come out of nowhere. He was the youngest man called to that office since 1910, when Joseph Fielding Smith was called at age 33. But those who were acquainted with Elder Monson knew that he had been prepared for the office. His association with church leaders began early in his life. President Harold B. Lee was once president of his stake, and in 1950, Tom Monson turned to his friend, then Elder Lee of the Quorum of the Twelve, for help with a crucial decision. Serving as a yeoman in the active Navy Reserve after World War II, Tom had been offered a commission as an ensign, an officer. Should he accept it, knowing that if his unit were activated, he would be called away from home? When Elder Lee advised that he decline the commission and resign from the Navy, Tom struggled with the decision, because the commission as an officer was an advancement he had eagerly sought. Nevertheless, he followed the counsel. When Tom was called as bishop a short time later, Elder Lee, who set him apart, pointed out that had Tom been committed to naval service, the call as bishop likely would not have come. Neither, we assume, would the string of significant callings that followed it. It was from Elder Lee that Thomas Monson's oldest son, Tom, received his middle name. The Monson's second son, Clark, was named for another family friend, President J. Reuben Clark, a counselor in the First Presidency. In his role as a printer, Tom Monson worked with President Clark on the church leader's many books, including the landmark Our Lord of the Gospels. The relationship between the two men resembled that of father and son. In his work, Tom Monson also learned to know and admire Elder LeGrand Richards of the Quorum of the Twelve. While presiding over the mission in Toronto, President Monson came to know Canadian business and government leader Nathan Eldon Tanner. Indeed, the vacancy that Thomas Monson would fill in the Quorum of the Twelve in 1963 was occasioned by the calling of President Tanner from that quorum to a position in the First Presidency as a counselor to President David O. McKay. Back in Salt Lake City after his service as mission president, Brother Monson was called to the church's Priesthood Missionary Committee, directed by then Elder Spencer W. Kimball of the Quorum of the Twelve. Thomas Monson served on the Priesthood Genealogical Committee under Elder Tanner. He later served on the Adult Correlation Committee and the Priesthood Home Teaching Committee under Elder Marion G. Romney, who was then a member of the Quorum of the Twelve and later a counselor in the First Presidency. Brother Monson was so involved in work on church committees that on the day he received his call to the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, he thought he was being invited to President McKay's office to discuss one of his committee assignments.